because, you know, everybody's busy right now preparing for drone warfare, electromagnetic drone warfare. We did it in Iraq in 1994, and, you know, the country's going to war one way or another, whether or not it's going to be, you know, our own people or something else. We have a serious learning deficiency in the United States. Whether or not it was engineered and designed, I'm going to let other people talk about that. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to show you exactly what it is that you need to explain to your own children so that we can avoid the Mao-style revolution I'm pretty sure is what they're actually in. So in a wide personal area network, they're routing their data through you since 2005, and I can write an app for it, and then I can play with you like a sim.
Play with you like a sim, she says. Ladies and gentlemen. Play with you like a sim. Cell phones have been weaponized, not just by artificial intelligence, but they can be actioned by nefarious actors as well. We've seen this happen behind the scenes, and we've also captured this on footage. We've even done a few videos on this in the past. Pay attention to this pasty white vampire-looking person that looks like they just crawled out from the underworld. And they're holding what looks like a cell phone. This happened in Portland a few years ago at an Antifa protest where street preachers showed up trying to preach the Gospels. And these Antifa basically react by actioning some kind of cell phone looking device, as you can see here. We've captured this phenomenon another time recently as well. At a Target store, at the time when they were basically pushing satanic clothing on children, and somebody went into the store and basically made a big fuss and were escorted off the property. And as they were being escorted off the property, basically, they were being attacked in very much the same way. Pay attention to this nefarious actor. In the background, he also has one of these devices, is pointing it at the protester and is actioning the device. Let's see if we can get the video guy on cue. Looks like we're having some issues with the big tech software, but you can see the device here in the perpetrator's hands. And it's done in a nonchalant way. But the effects, the latent effects, are felt approximately 1 to 2 hours later. It's like a heart attack gun. And basically, they begin a defib process in the protester with this weapon. And the victim has no idea exactly what happened. But this is exactly like what Sabrina was describing in this futuristic tech that the deep state has, that the government has, and that nefarious actors seem to have as well. They have these devices, and they're using them against people. And it's not just cell phones, the smart meters, the street lights, the death towers. The whole infrastructure has basically been weaponized and is being used by artificial intelligence to target people, like facial recognition software. And there's countless videos of mysterious deaths. We just assume it's vaccines or something of that nature. Perhaps climate change, but there's something else going on. And the internet is full of people that are being targeted by energy weapons right now. When it happens to politicians, they call it the Havana Syndrome, but many, many people have been targeted by these weapons. And this is why shielding has basically become a multi-billion dollar industry, EMF shielding. But shielding against these types of weapons is more difficult than you might think, because these weapons have been conceived to be bunker busting weapons and to penetrate shielding. So you basically need military grade shielding to stand a chance against these weapons. And if you plan on fighting against this system, you will be victimized by these weapons sooner rather than later. And that's why you need to shield now. And it's also the reason why we put together this guide on how to shield the Transhuman Genocide book, The Enemy at the Gate, The Ultimate Guide to EMF Shielding Directed Energy Weapons and Artificial Intelligence. Not only does it tell the story of how Skynet is being used to control weaponized infrastructure, but it also goes into all of the exotic materials that you can use to protect yourself against these weapons. And we strongly recommend that you begin shielding, that you build a safe room, and that you start acquiring materials to build body armor if you plan on surviving what's coming. Because basically every epidemic is stimulated by these energy weapons or by radiation. And so the environment around us is becoming more and more toxic. And if you don't have the proper shielding materials, you're probably not going to survive what's coming. And we need all of you to survive what's coming, because we're the only ones that are going to be fighting for what matters, really. So we strongly recommend that you get this Transhuman Genocide Guide to EMF Shielding. And it's basically free on our Patreon page. These types of books go for up to $1,000 on Amazon. We're selling it for $8 out the door, and it's a steal, to be quite honest with you. And the reason that we're putting it out there is so that people can learn how to shield. But it was a lot of work putting this book together, and we're going to keep talking about it because these weapons are real. And unless people understand just how bad the situation is, they're not really going to want to shield. They're not going to want to protect themselves. It's kind of like wearing a seatbelt. But you'll be glad that you have these materials when your name comes up on the list. In any case, be on the lookout for nefarious actors with cell phones that basically show up behind you or pull out their phones as soon as you walk by. It's almost like a scene out of the Matrix, but if they're after you, you will see this happen more often than not. And if you've ever experienced what these energy weapons can do, then you've probably already started buying shielding materials. But the average shielding materials that you buy online are not enough to protect you. And so you really do need to learn how to shield properly. In any case, protect yourselves if you want to fight against this system. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.